Many think of the first coming of Jesus, but what about His second coming? Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. Today, we're exploring what will happen when Jesus comes again.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scriptures for God's will. There's much confusion about the second coming, and that's why we turn to the Scriptures for answers. Thanks for taking time with us today. We want to be a part of your life each week. Though some are skeptical, we need not doubt that Jesus will come again. We have God's assurance. Acts 17:31 says that God has fixed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom He has appointed, and of this He has given assurance to us by raising Him from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus Christ assures us of the appointed time when Jesus will judge us all. The Scriptures promise a second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus promised in John 14:3, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to Myself, that where I am, you may be also." The angel said in Acts 1 and verse 11 to the disciples who were watching Jesus ascend, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw Him go into heaven." 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 16 assures us, "For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God." Hebrews 9:28 agrees, "Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for Him." Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ will appear again in the clouds, and our task is to be ready for Him. We don't want to be caught unaware and spiritually unprepared. On that day, He will come with authority and will judge us all. Are you prepared? Now, we offer this study free on the second coming, and if you'd like a printed copy of our study and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also have materials free on our website at searchtv.org. We'll now worship in song, read from Acts 1:9-11, and explore the second coming of Jesus Christ. Our reading today is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. Jesus has arisen from the dead. He has spoken to His apostles, and now He is ascending up into the clouds. "And after He had said these things, He was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. Yes, that's the promise that we have from God. Let's pray together. Father, we're thankful that Jesus Christ came, and Father, we are grateful that He will come again. Help us to be prepared for that coming. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Since the Lord is coming again, it's only right to ask what will happen and how will He return. The Scriptures clearly teach Jesus will come openly and everyone will know it. He won't be concealed, secret, or invisible. As we've read, Jesus will come again visibly in the clouds, Acts 1, verse 9 to 11. And just as He was visible and rose up in the clouds, He will come again visibly in the clouds. When Jesus appears, He will not come alone. Matthew 16:27 says, For the Son of Man is going to come with His angels in the glory of His Father, and then He will repay each person according to what He has done. Matthew 25:31-32 explains, But when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them from one from another as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Not only will Jesus bring angels with Him, He'll also bring back the dead in Christ. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 14 says, For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with Him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. Now, He's bringing these departed spirits back so that He can raise them from the dead. When Jesus appears, He'll come in flaming fire. 2 Thessalonians 1, 7-9 says, The Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. When Jesus appears, everyone will see Him. Revelation 1 verse 7 says, Behold, He's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of Him. Even so, amen. When those who have rejected Jesus see Him, they will wail and mourn. But the Christian who believes and loves Him has a great promise. 1 John 3, 2-3 says, Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, that we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself as He is pure. When Jesus appears, His coming will be unmistakable. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17 says, "For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So we shall always be with the Lord." Yes, we'll hear the voice and the trumpet of God, and each of these will call our attention to what is happening. Did you notice that we will be caught up into the air to meet the Lord? The Lord Jesus won't set foot on the earth. Instead, He'll be in the clouds, and we will meet Him there. When He comes again, we have to leave this earth for a very good reason. We do need to know, however, that this audible warning of His appearance will come suddenly and unexpectedly. The Scriptures teach in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 2 and in 2 Peter 3 and verse 10 that the Lord's coming will be like a thief in the night. Well, we simply don't know when Jesus will come again. We know that He will come, but not when. God has not revealed the time. Deuteronomy 29:29 says that the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. The Lord Jesus Himself reveals that the day of His second coming at the end of the world is a secret. Only the Father knows when He will come again. The Lord said in Matthew 24, verses 35 to 39, that heaven and earth will pass away, but My words will not pass away. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Sadly, some today deny what the Lord said and imagine they know exactly when this second coming will happen. They imagine they know more than Jesus. Many have predicted a specific time and deceived others in the matter. And when the time passes unchanged, they show themselves to be false prophets. They simply don't know. Many people apply things found earlier in Matthew 24 to the second coming. People frequently speak of things that actually apply to the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD, and that includes the destruction of the temple. The passage, Matthew 24, clearly speaks of what is to happen to Jerusalem and in Jerusalem, and not what's to happen worldwide. Jesus, prior to verse 35, reveals numerous things to happen to people that were alive at that time and the need to escape Jerusalem. On the other hand, verse 36, speaking of the destruction of the heavens and earth, begins with the word "but" and is followed by an uncertainty of time. The destruction of Jerusalem is not the destruction of the world. Three things will happen when Jesus comes again. First, Jesus will resurrect every person, good or evil, from the grave. John 5:28-29 says, "Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear His voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." Now, the resurrection mattered to Paul, and he spoke of its importance before the governor Felix. He said in Acts 24, verses 14-16, "But this I admit to you, that according to the way which they, that is the Jews, call a sect, I do serve the God of our fathers, believing everything that is in accordance with the law and that is written in the prophets, having a hope in God, which these men, that is the Pharisees, cherish themselves, that there shall certainly be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. In view of this, I also do my best to maintain always a blameless conscience, both before God and before men. You see, Paul wanted to be right with God at the resurrection. Death is the separation of the body from the spirit, James 2 and verse 26. But resurrection is when the Lord will raise the dead, after which He will give them a new body. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 to 52 explains, I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. At the resurrection, we'll receive bodies designed for eternity. Second, when Jesus comes again, the earth and its works will be burned up. We will leave this earth because God has decided to destroy it. 2 Peter 3 and verse 7 says, But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. Again in verse 12, Peter notes, The heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat. As we noted from 2 Thessalonians 1, 7-9, Jesus will come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel. Revelation 21 and verse 1 speaks of John's vision. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. All that we know of the present heaven and earth will have vanished, destroyed by fire and intense heat. Third, when Jesus comes again, He will make a final judgment on all people, the good and the bad. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10 says, For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he's done, whether good or bad. Now the Lord Jesus Himself taught in Matthew 25, 31 and 32, that when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He'll sit on His glorious throne. And all the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them from one another as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He'll put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Now in verse 46, He clearly shows their eternal destiny. These goats who failed to serve the Lord will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The Lord Jesus proclaimed in John 12 and verse 48, that he who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has one who judges him. The word I spoke is what will judge him at the last day. You and I won't be judged by our culture, by the creeds of men, or by human traditions. We will be judged by the words of Jesus found in the New Testament. Now, some think the words of Jesus only appear in red letters, but we can consider all the words of the New Testament as God's teaching. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37, that if anyone thinks he's a prophet or spiritual, let him recognize that the things which I write to you are the Lord's commandment. You see, the written word will be found at the judgment. Revelation 20 and verse 12 says, And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. And books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds. Now, if our final destiny will be decided at the second coming, shouldn't we get ready for that day? Shouldn't we think about the destruction of the world and of our eternal destiny? 2 Peter 3 and verse 11 says, Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Do you look forward to the coming of Jesus, or would you mourn at His coming? Revelation 1:7 says, Behold, He's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over Him. So it is to be. Amen. Now, people who don't know Him, people who don't believe in Him, and people who don't love Him will mourn at His coming. I would rather be like Paul, who said in 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 to 8, "For I'm already being poured out," that is, he was close to the time when he would die, "I'm already being poured out as a drink offering. The time of my departure has come. I fought the good fight. Have you? I've finished the course. Have you? I've kept the faith. Have you? In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing." Will you love His appearing? Will you receive that crown? Let's pray together. Father, we are thankful for the promise of the second coming. And Father, we know that You are coming for Your own people to be glorified in them and for them to glorify You. But we also know that the second coming will be a time of wrath against those who are disobedient. Father, help us to be prepared. Help us to love You and to serve You always and to stand fast in our faith. In Jesus' name, amen. John 2:28 says, "Now, little children, abide in Him, so that when He appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from Him in shame at His coming." The Lord Jesus said in Luke 9:26, "For whoever is ashamed of Me and My words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when He comes in His glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels." If we wish to enter the kingdom of heaven, we cannot be ashamed of Him or of His words. We must love Him, obey Him, and abide in Him. Now, there is a difference between being in Christ and out of Christ. Many people have rejected or quit believing in Christ Jesus. Others have bought into a false gospel and failed to follow the Scriptures. Such people will be surprised on Judgment Day when they won't be allowed to enter heaven. The wise hear the words of Jesus and do them. The foolish hear the words of Jesus but fail to do them. The wise will stand, but the foolish will fall. Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27. So be wise and prepare for the second coming of Christ. You must be holy and blameless at His coming. By God's grace through the blood of Jesus Christ, you can be right with God. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God and be baptized into Christ Jesus. Galatians 3, 26 to 27 says, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." To be children of God, we must be baptized into Christ, immersed in water for the forgiveness of our sins. Then we must be faithful to the Lord till the end. If you've quit the Lord, or maybe you've quit His church, it's time to come back, to return. We hope today's study about the second coming has stirred you to consider your soul and to be prepared for His coming. If you live in the United States and want a free printed copy of this message, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org, or call the Search office toll-free at 1-800-321-8633. Well, there's also a schedule of our programs and a map with the location of churches in your area at searchtv.org. Now, you can watch Search anytime on YouTube. We do ask that you subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry, and be sure to like the programs that you watch. This helps spread the program. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. Now, don't worry if you get a hold of us. We're not asking for money. We're here to help you draw close to God. We do ask that you focus your heart on God by worshiping at church. Now, everyone needs a church family, and there's probably a Church of Christ near you. And if you're looking for a healthy, biblical church home, we'll be glad to help you find one. Well, we'll be back next week, Lord willing. So we ask that you keep searching God's Word with us and tell a friend about the program. And as always, we say to you, God bless you and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.